Coming up on today's edition of the Locked On Raiders podcast, you'll hear from Pro Football Focus's Ben Lindsay, his explanation on why his roster rankings were so low for the Silver and Black. Plus, former Raider quarterback Jay Schrader, he's going to join the show, talk about once a Raider, always a Raider, what that means to him, plus calls and texts to close out the show. It's all coming up on Friday's edition of the Locked On Raiders podcast, July 1st, 2022.
Your Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Just Raiders. Win. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Just win. Your team Just every win. Day.
Just win.
You're to win as a Raider. Pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
And welcome in, Raider Nation, to another edition of the Locked On Raiders podcast. Thank you so much for making the show your first listen each and every day. Remember, you can find the Locked On Raiders podcast free and available on all platforms as we roll into another month, Raider Nation. That's right, we're already into the month of July. Training camp will start for the rookies on the 18th, and the veterans will report on the 20th, and then we'll go full throttle. So we're less than 3 weeks away from getting things going, and then you want to talk about excitement. There will be a ton of excitement, a ton of anticipation, and just going hard in the paint, man. Very excited about how this team comes together and prepares for that very first game of the season against the Chargers September 11th in LA at SoFi Stadium. But there's still some time before that, so let's go ahead and jump into news and notes of the day. Of course, that's here in segment number one of the show, and I got to start off by talking about the event that I went to Thursday morning on the north side of Las Vegas, the Just One Project. And the Just One Project is actually an organization in Las Vegas that hands out free food to the community. And I'll tell you right now, you want to talk about a humbling event, and you don't really realize how blessed you really are until you see people that aren't really blessed like you. You know, I knew that AJ Cole was going to be there, and he was supposed to be there. He actually ended up not being there. He was there the day before, and him and his wife actually took off on vacation on Thursday, so he actually wasn't there. But Titus O'Neil, the WWE superstar and ambassador, he was there. He was actually helping out pass out food. But none of that really even mattered about who was there and who wasn't there. It was about the community that was there and showed up. And the one thing I can say about the Raiders, AJ Cole, and the whole organization, what they've done in Las Vegas since they've been here, and I know they did that before they came to Las Vegas, but what they've been doing here in Las Vegas has been making a major impact. And this Just One Project was awesome. I was walking around taking some pictures and videos, and if you follow me on Twitter, at your boy Q254, you can check them out just to show you what the spread looked like, and then to see so many volunteers out there. And look, it was early in the morning when I got there, and it was still blazing hot, and there was a line when I pulled up. There was a line wrapped around the building. All I know is I drove up and I saw these people, and I kept thinking, what in the world's going on? I knew what was going on with the Just One Project. I just didn't realize it was that massive. When I pulled up and saw all those people wrapped around the building, I parked next to the back of the line thinking, okay, that's where I'm going to go in. And then I kept walking towards the front of the line and kept walking and kept walking and kept walking and realized how many people had been standing in line. They told me that people had started gathering around 6 a.m. getting in line to get this fresh fruit, get this fresh vegetables, and get this fresh fish that was out there available. And not only that, they handed out recipes and a whole lot more just to help people learn how to cook it. And, you know, and all this other good stuff. And it wasn't even necessarily all people that were homeless. It was also just people that were underprivileged, you know, and couldn't afford to get some of these kind of goods. And, you know, I'm talking about the fish and the fruit and the vegetables. And so it was really cool to see all these people give back to the community and see people come through and actually have like little baskets. It's Just One Project. They handed out baskets like, hey, you want a shopping cart? They would give them a shopping cart and let them pick out their own food. So it wasn't even something that was all wrapped up into one pack and said, okay, here you go, here you go, here you go, now you're on your way. No, you actually were able to go through and select what you wanted. And it was just really cool to see the community all come together. And again, like I said, it was very humbling. One guy walked by me. He had a Raider hat on and a Raider shirt. And he saw my Raider polo and he said, just win, baby. And I said, yeah, man, you a big fan of the silver and black? And he said, yeah, I love it. And then I said, well, how you doing today? And he said, man, you see all this? And he pointed at the groceries that he had in the basket. He said, I'm blessed. I'm blessed and I could chill now, feel good about myself. And so that really right there just let me know, you know, how fortunate I am and how fortunate most of us are. And just to see those people be so happy about getting the goods that they got on Thursday, I thought that was really cool. So shout out to the Just One Project. I know I'm here to talk football and all that good stuff, but sometimes it's bigger than football. It's more about the community. It's more about just every individual. And so I thought that that was really important to start the show off with. Now, of course, I do want to get into some football conversations. So on Thursday's show, I was talking about the piece that was put out on ESPN and also Pro Football Focus by Ben Lindsay, where he was ranking all 32 rosters based off Pro Football Focus database, and that the Raiders had came in number 21. And I was pretty hot about it. You know, not that I was like angry, but I was just really surprised and shocked that the Raiders were ranked so low, because I felt like their roster was really good. And as I mentioned on Thursday's show, Ben Lindsay was going to be a guest on my radio show on Raider Nation Radio 920 on Thursday, and that he was at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we talked all things about that piece that he put out. So thought he had some really good answers. Now, I still don't sign up for the fact that the Raiders are the 21st roster, but I did want Ben to have an opportunity to at least explain himself. So the AFC West was ranked like this: the Chargers number 3, the Chiefs number 9, the Broncos number 14, and the Raiders were the lowest team in the AFC West, ranked at number 21. So I wanted you to hear a few sound bites from Ben Lindsay as he was a guest on my radio show, and just let you hear his side of things. Again, you don't have to agree with it 100%. I don't agree with it 100%, but I want him to be able to at least give his side of the story. So the first question I asked him was just about the formula. Like, how did you come up with these rankings?
Yeah, it was basically just ranking a couple different positional units across the team, using our grades, using our stats, with a lean towards the starters, but factoring in depth too if a team was specific, or especially deep at a certain position, or really thin, and then balancing those out with some work that our head contract guy Brad Spielberg has done as far as assigning sort of contract value to player performance and which teams get the most value there. So just sort of combining those different things into a 1 to 32 list of the rosters.
So there's Ben Lindsay from Pro Football Focus talking about the formula that went into the rankings, how he came up with 1 through 32. Again, the Raiders came in at number 21. So why were the Raiders ranked so low? They went out and got Davante Adams. They went out and brought in some other good players like a Chandler Jones. You know, feel really good about Max Crosby. Feel great about Hunter Renfrow, Darren Waller. Feel really good about the Raiders roster in general. Don't think that they should be ranked as low as they were, 21st overall and 12th in the AFC. So what was the biggest factor leading into the Raiders' low ranking?
Yeah, the Raiders are tough because they're a playoff team from last year, and a couple teams sort of right around them on that list were too, with the Titans, with the Cardinals. But you can make an argument that they overachieved a little bit if you look at something like point differential, which is sort of a rough view of that. They were fourth worst in the AFC in point differential last year. But in terms of their actual roster, the offensive line is still one of the bigger concerns. Colton Miller is in place there at left tackle. But the rest of that starting offensive line, you're kind of hoping at a lot of the positions. You're hoping Denzel Good comes back healthy and provides some stability there at left guard. You're hoping Dylan Parham can potentially come in and start at right guard as a rookie. You're hoping Leatherwood takes that step forward in his second year, sort of like an Andrew Thomas. And then on defense, you have Jones and you have Crosby, which should be one of the better edge duos in the league. But again, at cornerback, you're kind of hoping younger guys like Mullen, like Rocky Sin, take a step forward. The interior defensive line looks a little bit weaker on paper. Strong safety across from Merrick, whether that's Harmon, whether that's Abram. That could be a potential question mark. So they're really strong at a few areas, like on edge. And like at wide receiver, bringing in Davante Adams, having Renfrow, having Waller. But there are holes on the roster.
So there's Ben Lindsay right there from Pro Football Focus talking about the Raiders roster, talking about there are holes there. Yes, there's talent. So what it sounded like to me, what it sounded like to my guy DeMond, was that the Raiders roster, in his opinion, was very top-heavy. Is that correct?
Yeah, because where the Raiders are good, they're really good. Carr is sort of like right on that. I think he's back into the top 10 in terms of quarterbacks. And then receiving core, it should be a top 5 receiving core with Adams, with Renfrow, with Waller. A little bit of concern at that second outside wide receiver spot, but they have enough options that I'm not too worried about that. And then the same thing at the edge duo with Crosby and Jones. So, like you said, where they're good, they're really good. It's just sort of some of the other positions and being a little bit thinner and more perspective kind of players who could take a step forward that knocked them down a little bit.
So there you go, talking about the Raiders roster being very top heavy. Where it's good, man, it's really good. But where it's a concern, it is a concern. And we have to always go back to the offensive line again. And remember, in Ben Lindsay's piece, the biggest weakness, the counter argument to the explosive passing game, is the Raiders didn't do much to improve Carr's pass protection this offseason. The right side of Las Vegas offensive line allowed more pressures than any other right guard and tackle duo in the NFL in 2021 with 124. And there's a chance that the Raiders run things back with Alex Leatherwood and Brandon Parker in those spots this season. I said it on Thursday's show, I don't think that they're going to run it back with those two. I think Alex Leatherwood is definitely going to be a part of that, but I do not think Brandon Parker is going to be a starter in 2022. So we'll see what happens, but as much as we talk about and praise Max Crosby for all the pressures that he was able to get on opposing quarterbacks in 2021, you also have to look at the areas of concern on the Raiders offensive line where that right side gave up 124 pressures. So if you're going to praise Max Crosby for the pressures that he achieved and he was able to get on the quarterbacks, you have to also knock the Raiders offensive line for giving up as many pressures as they did. So the final soundbite I want you to hear from Ben Lindsay has to do with the defensive line, and we've talked about Crosby, we've talked about Chandler Jones. How about the interior? Sue, Ndamukong Suh obviously has been a guy that has been rumored to the Raiders. Of course, he has interest in the team. Don't think the team has that much interest in him, but I did ask Ben, well, what if Sue was added to that Raiders defensive line? How much would that help the team?
Yeah, he's not the same Sue that played with the Dolphins or the Lions, but I still think he would add value to their defense just as a veteran who you can rely on any down. He's hardly come off the field at all over the course of his entire career. Just his snap counts at that position are really impressive and just give you solid play against both the run and the pass. So at this stage of free agency and sort of the offseason, I think it makes sense for them to target a guy like Sue.
There you go. Just hearing Ben Lindsay talk about how that would help upgrade the Raiders' defensive line, especially from the interior. No, he's not that guy that was in Detroit or Miami, but he's still a serviceable player and really actually more than serviceable. He's still pretty good, pretty durable, and still can get some penetration, get some sacks from the interior of that defensive line. So that's what I got for you for segment number one of today's Locked On Raiders podcast. That was the explanation from Ben Lindsay from Pro Football Focus on his rankings and that piece that was put out on ESPN and also on Pro Football Focus. Again, roster rankings for all 32 teams based on the Pro Football Focus database, with the Raiders coming in at number 21. Now, you don't have to agree with him. I don't agree with everything he said, but I do have no problem with him giving his explanation of why he made those rankings. Some people just throw stuff out there and then don't have any kind of explanation for it. At least Ben Lindsay had the stones to come on the radio show knowing we were talking to Raider Nation, knowing that Raider Nation is very upset and angry about his rankings, and at least explain himself. So I could definitely appreciate that. Coming up in segment number two, you'll hear my conversation I had on Thursday with former Raider quarterback Jay Schrader. He was hanging out at the new Raider Image store in Summerlin right here in the Vegas area. You'll hear that conversation coming up in segment number two after I tell you about betonline.net, your number one source for all your betting needs and sports information. They got the latest sports developments, league reviews, and news. They had the Stanley Cup Finals. They had the NBA Finals. All that's over. Now they got MLB. They've got MMA, boxing, golf, any kind of sport that's going on and active, they have got you covered. Your continued source for all your sports wagering information, live betting, esports, and scores. They are the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your favorite sports and events. Go to the website today on your laptop or your mobile device. Learn about the trends and all the action. BetOnline.net, that's where the game starts.
Your Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Raiders. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, Raider Nation, here we go. Segment number two of today's Locked On Raiders podcast. Time to jump into my conversation I had on Thursday on Raider Nation Radio 920 Unnecessary Roughness with former Raider quarterback Jay Schrader. He was hanging out at the new Raider Image store in the Summerlin area, which is right here in the Las Vegas area. Lots of cool stuff there. They had the grand opening sale going on, so for a little while they were giving out 30% off, then 20% off through Tuesday. But if you're not in the area, don't worry. I was actually informed that you can go online to the Raider Image store and you can still get 20% off all the merchandise, and they have some really cool stuff. I told you about my Father's Day gift that I got, that Raider Barstool set, and we found that at a Raider Image store. Well, this wasn't that Raider Image store. This was a different one. Again, this is in the Summerlin area, and I had a buddy there that was sending me a bunch of pictures of some of the stuff. really cool stuff. I'm talking about a couch, talking about massage chairs, recliners, really cool coffee tables. I mean, lots of good stuff. I'm talking about big stuff. So there's all kind of great Raider stuff. So if you're trying to improve the man cave or any of that good stuff, go check out that Raider Image Store in Summerlin or go online and see what they have. But I do want to get into the conversation that I had on Thursday with Jay Schrader. It's always great to catch up with him and any other Raider alumni. And the last time I saw Jay was about last year around the time of Freddie Biletnikoff's Crab Fest. Matter of fact, it was the day of Freddie Biletnikoff's Crab Fest, and he's always very generous with his time. So here's that conversation that I had on Thursday with Jay Schrader, and we started out talking about training camp being around the corner.
Around this time of year, you know, when it was a couple weeks out of from training camp, how did you start to get your mind right and get prepared for the upcoming grind?
Well, the calendar turns tomorrow to July 1st, and that's always the magic date for a player, because from July 1st to the end of February, you hope you're busy and you're playing football. And you're trying to get your mindset for the long haul. It's a grind. It's a battle every day, and you want to be in it for the long haul. So you're trying to plan on 7-8 months of nonstop football and just getting your mind ready to go.
Derek Carr gets his college teammate in, Davante Adams, the Raiders trade with Green Bay, bring him in to Las Vegas. If you had an opportunity to get one of your guys, some guy that you knew you had great chemistry with, how would you feel in that situation?
Well, I think he's got to be excited. I think Derek's got to be extremely excited because it just adds to the weapons that he has between Waller, Jenkins, Renfro. And now you bring in one of the top guys in the league at his position, without a doubt. And also you have a new head coach that's got some exciting new opportunities for you. So Derek's got to be ecstatic. I'm looking for some big things this year from the Raiders.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. That's what we've all been talking about here on Raider Nation Radio 920, that, you know, this should be a really good year. It's all planned out to be a good year, but, of course, you got to go get it done on the field. It looks good on paper. But just from a distance, how you're looking at this team, what do you think of this roster, the way they put it together so far?
I really like the roster. I think they helped themselves, obviously, on offense. Getting Davante Adams, but I think getting Chandler Jones on defense to go on the other side is going to be a big help, too, because their secondary is still young, still unproven, and in today's football, you either got to rush the passer or you got to play really good pass defense, and I think right now they got some guys that can rush the passer, so I think the defense is going to be greatly improved, and I look forward to it.
How long do you think it takes for guys to be able to gel? Like, when training camp gets going, how long do you think it'll take for Davante Adams, Darren Waller, everyone to be all on the same page with Derek and also with what Josh McDaniels wants to do?
Well, I'm not worried about the guys. The guys will be on the same page quickly. Football players read football players. Derek knows what these guys do, how they move, and all that stuff. The big question for them is, can they pick up Josh McDaniels' system? Can they get his adjustments and everything that he wants done, be able to make all those mental changes and then just go out and play football? Because they're great athletes. You want them to go out and be free out there on the field and just react and do what they're capable of doing, and that's being a great athlete. So hopefully they're putting in the mental prep and the mental preparation time right now to get that done.
Talking right now with Jay Schrader, former Raider quarterback here on Unnecessary Roughness, Raider Nation Radio 920. And anytime I get a Raider alum on the phone, I always want to ask them what it means to be once a Raider, always a Raider. What does that mean to Jay Schrader?
Well, that means that you're always connected to the team, and you're always the good things about the Raiders, they always remember you. They remember you, you know, for birthdays and everything else. So it's nice to be a part of the family. It's always nice to be known that, you know, that you're welcome back at any time. And the Raiders do a great job of that. So once a Raider, always a Raider is a great thing for a former player.
You know, and I've heard a lot of former players say, I've been at different organizations, Q, and they don't all do it like this. The Raiders are really good at taking care of their alumni.
Well, let me tell you one thing. I only played 1 year in Cincinnati, but I have never gotten a phone call from Cincinnati.
Wow. Wow, that tells you all you need to know right there, right?
How about that? Yeah, how does that describe it?
Man, that's a rough deal. It really is a rough deal. Not getting a call, not a birthday wish, nothing. So,
nothing,
man,
yeah.
That is a rough deal. So when you look at the AFC West, Jay, because it's loaded. We know that. Russell Wilson goes to the Broncos. We know Justin Herbert's on the come up. And, of course, the Chiefs are the Chiefs. How do you see this? I mean, is this one of those that, as a player, you just get excited for the gauntlet that is your own division?
Well, you see, the unique thing about the AFC West right now is there's some matchup issues that everybody struggles with, okay? Mm-hmm. Kansas City always has a hard time in Denver for whatever reason, right? Raiders have a hard time with Kansas City. You go back and forth, you know, Raiders and Chargers kind of slug it out all the time. Chargers seem to know what Kansas City is doing. So it's going to be a lot of fun. My prayer is that everybody stays healthy,
right,
and it can be a battle because, you know, if one team drops out of it because they get one or two injuries, that's no fun. Nobody wants to see that. So I just hope everybody can stay healthy and it comes down to it. Hey, at the end of last year, you know, Raiders are playing the Chargers, go to the playoffs. Couldn't get any better. That was a fantastic game. You know, the stadium was rocking. So let's hope that that happens again this year.
Jay, earlier this week, Derek Carr was telling Q about like a little bit of a chip on the shoulder that he has because he's not being like the team's just not being respected. Like they're not projected on a lot of national media to make it back to the playoffs. I wonder when you guys made the playoffs in 1990, you guys went 12-4 that season with Art Shell, and then the next season, did you feel any of that, or did that happen to the Raiders that sometimes just disrespecting a playoff berth?
Well, I think it always matters. The players are the ones that, you know, and I think you keep that bottled up. That's part of the drive professional athletes have. They're never satisfied. You know, hey, we went to the playoffs. Great. Guess what? That year was last year. We're getting back, and we're going to be better. And, you know, it doesn't matter what, you know, the guys that are pushing the pencils and typing on typewriters and all that stuff. Boy, did I just date myself typing on a typewriter. Okay, typing on a computer, okay. Wow, okay. You know, those guys, you know, they just fuel the fire. And, you know, everybody at this level is a competitor. The ultimate goal is to win the Super Bowl. And that's what everybody starts out at. And, hey, as I said, the calendar is turning in July. Everybody's got a chance.
Right, no doubt about that. And Jay, before we let you go, and we do appreciate your time this afternoon, we found out about USC and UCLA. Of course, UCLA being your alma mater, headed out of the Pac-12 into the Big Ten. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, I have a hard one with that. How do you have West Coast schools that are in the Pac-10? I mean, the Big Ten.
Right.
I just don't understand. Let's, you know, I know it's all about the money right now, and it's all about, you know, trying to get in, but. And let's keep the Pac, you know, hey, look, it was Pac-8, Pac-10,
yeah.
Pac-12. Let's keep them together. I just don't understand all these teams. You know, unfortunately, I do believe we're heading to a couple of super conferences, and mm-hmm. those will be the ones, you know, you come out of that, you'll play everybody in there, and that'll be your national championship. Because everybody else is kind of getting left behind, unfortunately.
Yeah, you know, and they've been talking about that super conference thing for a while now, and it's something that I always thought, like, yeah, it's not going to happen. But, Jay, you're right. It feels like super conferences is what it's about to be.
It's getting close, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Well, Jay, thank you so much for your time. I know you're going to be busy there at the Raider Image in Summerlin. Everyone's going to go over there and ask you for your autograph, take your picture with you. But we appreciate you taking some time for us this afternoon.
You bet. You guys have a good one.
So there was the conversation right there with former Raider quarterback Jay Schrader from my radio show, Unnecessary Roughness, Raider Nation Radio 920 on Thursday. Always great to catch up with Raider alumni, and love the fact that they are made available and they don't mind talking. You know, they really don't. And again, he was there to sign autographs and talk to fans at that Raider Image store, but to take a few minutes to out of his time to talk to me and talk some Raider football with me and, you know, talk about some merchandise there at the store, I thought that was really cool. So many thanks to Jay Schrader. Coming up in segment number three, your calls and texts straight off that Locked On Raider podcast. Voicemail line 707-654-4693. This is the Locked On Raiders podcast.
Your Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Raiders. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Here we go, Raider Nation. Segment number three of today's Locked On Raiders podcast. Your calls and texts straight off that Locked On Raider podcast. Voicemail line 707-654-4693. Let's start things off with Rahul in Seattle. He's calling to respond to Ben Lindsay's piece on Pro Football Focus about the roster rankings and speak on what is important and what isn't. Here he is, Rahul in Seattle.
Hey, Q. It's Rahul from Seattle. I hear you getting hot about this Ben Lindsay article ranking us 21st in terms of roster, but Don't get worked up about it, man. This is just, you know, people looking at statistics, people looking at all kinds of metrics. But we know that when you go on the field, that that's not what determines wins and losses. Okay, it's how the team plays. You know, it's how the coach uses those players. And you know, everyone in the nation knows that this is a good team. I mean, this is a team that you know, the fifth seed last year won 10 games, and we didn't even have too many receiving targets. You know, Henry Ruggs left the team, and we basically had to score points with the skeleton crew, and the team just kind of rose up. And that's how you win games. It's not just the talent that you have, but it's how those players work together. It's how they're coached. It's, you know, how inspired they are to win. It's a lot of different things that you just can't put on paper. You just can't put a number to. You just can't, you know, you can't assign some kind of numerical value. And that's the whole epitome of just win, baby. That's how the Raiders have always been. You know, you can't just look at us on paper and say, okay, this team is going to be this good or this bad or win this many games or make the playoffs or whatever. So, you know, I look at us and I say, hey, we were a playoff team last year. We added, you know, a Hall of Fame type receiver. We have a good defense. We have good pass rush. You know, we are a team that is built to do well in the passing game on offense and defense, okay? So, you know, the way the NFL is now, it's a passing league, and we have the weapons to do that. So, you know, we're going to go into this season, and we're going to kick ass. I don't give a damn what anyone says. So, you know, let these people put all their rankings out. Let teams sleep on us. You know, let them rank us 21, 25, 32, whatever they want. It makes no difference to me. In fact, I like when they rank us low because it just gives me more of that motivation and more of that feeling of yeah, well, look at us now type of thing, you know, when we come back and win. So, yeah, I enjoy when they rank us low. I love it. I love it. It makes me feel more of a Raider when they do that. So let them sleep on us. Let them underestimate us. It's all good when we're playing in September, October, no one will give a damn what these rankings are, and then we'll be able to throw it back in their face when we start winning. So I'm not worried about that at all. I love it. One love.
There he goes. That's my guy, Rahul, in Seattle. And good call, my man. As always, definitely appreciate you. And, yeah, I mean, as you know, I talked to Ben. I talked to him on my radio show on Thursday. I was very chill about it. I'm good now. I just thought that it was pretty crazy that he had the Raiders ranked at, you know, at 21 instead of, you know, they had to be better than that, in my opinion. You know, I mean, they were the fifth seed just a year ago now. I'm not saying they were the fifth best team in the AFC, but they did end up with the fifth seed. To find out that he had them ranked as the 12th best roster, and again, it was the 90-man roster, and so it is June. Well, it's July now, but it was June, and so I really would like to see him readdress it when the 53-man roster is set, and then you can look at the rest of the 53-man roster around the league. I think that'd be a good follow-up, but we'll see what happens. Again, he was a good sport and came on my radio show, so definitely have no problem with that. Up next, got a call from Sucker Free Raider. He's calling to tell a Raiders related story that involves someone that we both know very well. Here he is, Sucker Free Raider.
Hey, what's up, Q? Sucker Free Raider here. Just got a quick little story. You know, we on the downtime. We ain't got, you know, we all fiending for football and stuff right now, so just a quick little story. Last weekend, my wife, got me to go to one of her friends' parties and stuff, and I was in the mode of like, you know, man, 1 hour, 2 hour tops, and then I'm out, you know, trying to do a little drive-by to that little party thing. But anyways, while we were there, I heard a couple people talking and stuff, and there was this one woman talking to a couple and talking about Raiders this and Raiders that. So, you know, as I slid by, I was like, hey, what's up, bestie? You know, I didn't know who she was, and then I was just like, hey, what's up, bestie? You know, she's like, what's up? And I said, man, I heard you talking about Raiders. So the mutual friend whose party it was like, that's Lucille. She goes, the mutual friend knew I was a big Raider fan. So as soon as she said that, I was like, what? So, man, I made myself a drink. She poured a little wine, whatever. We chilled, chopped it up. And it got to the point to where, you know, my wife's the one saying, hey, let's go. We're the last people here, you know. So a little 1 hour, 2 hour thing turned into shutting it down. So, I mean, hey, she was solid. Got much love for Lucille, you know, and on a personal level, we chopped it up, you know, so that was kind of cool, you know, talked about the games we're going to hit up this year and all that stuff. So it was all love, man. The only thing is she forgot to give me a couple of the stickers, you know, the stickers with her wearing the fro and everything. So I felt bamboozled and hoodwinked on that situation, and she'll know what I mean by that. Hey, one love. Go Raiders.
There he goes. That Sucker Free Raider. Thank you for the call, my man. And, yeah, I saw that picture y'all took together. Lucille, she tweeted it out. Funny how you guys ran into each other. Good times, good people. And we're going to have to find a way to get you some of those stickers. You know what I mean? It's only right that you get some of those stickers. But, yeah, she tweeted it out that she ran into you and you guys were talking Raiders football and all that good stuff. So that's really cool how sometimes you could just run into folks like that and you just know them by, you know, their backstory or seeing them somewhere, seeing a super fan or just
just even if it's not even a super fan or someone that you heard about on the podcast, maybe just someone in general that you hear talking Raiders, you're like, hey, man, let me talk some Raiders with you. I always think that that's really cool, and a lot of times that gets the conversation started with me as well. So there you go. Thank you for that call, Sucker Free Raider. Definitely appreciate you. Got a couple more. How about Raider Matt, the OC? He's going to talk about the Pro Football Focus rankings and how the Raiders were slotted in at number 21 as far as their roster goes. Here he is, Raider Matt in the OC.
What's up, Q? Raider Matt from OC calling in. Wanted to chime in after the Pro Football Focus rankings on rosters and just, one, I agree with you. We're way too low. But two, also just chime in and say, man, who cares? I think that roster talent doesn't necessarily translate into wins. Roster talent is a portion of it, of course. Coaching staff is a portion of it. Players and the camaraderie that they have and the unity that that team has is a big role in wins and losses. I mean, shoot, the past handful of years, the Chargers, we always talk about how talented that team is, and they never end up getting to the promised land. I mean, they missed the playoffs last year. They've missed the playoffs in a handful of years past. They should have been Super Bowl contenders, and they never do. There's plenty of teams out there who have talented rosters, and it never translates to wins. I think a couple years ago we were talking about the Browns and that they were going to be crowned the NFC or AFC North champs after they got OBJ, and shoot, that team went like 7-9. So I don't think that we need to worry too much as Raider fans. Our roster is talented. The Pro Football Focus stuff, like I think you say it. I mean, it's not the end all be all, right? It's all data analytics, all that stuff, and shoot, data and analytics is one thing, but getting on the field and actually playing is another thing. So, Raider fans, I think we should be a little salty about that ranking, but let's not worry about it because roster talent, quote unquote, doesn't translate into wins, and this team is full of winners. So, let's go, Raider Nation. One love. Raider Matt out.
Raider Matt right there in the OC. Thank you for the call, my man. You're right. You know, ultimately, none of it matters. And just because you have talent doesn't mean you're going to win it all. And look, I'm not saying that the Raiders are going to go win it all. I just think if you look at the roster and look at the talent on the team, and I know that there's holes in the team. Hey, no doubt about that. No, I don't think at all. I'm not foolish like that and think that this team is a well-oiled machine and they don't have any flaws, because they definitely do. But I do think that they have a ton of talent. I really do. And of course, they got to put it all together. That's for them to do. But if we're just talking about rankings and looking at the roster on paper, I think they got one of the better teams as far as rosters in the league. So thank you so much for that call, Raider Matt. I do appreciate you. And the final call for the show, the final call for the week, comes from Raider Eddie in Denver. He's also calling to speak on the roster rankings as well and gives his feelings on it and brings up what he believes is really important. Here he is, Raider Eddie in Denver, to close things out.
Hey, Q. Good morning. How you doing? This is Raider Eddie in Denver. I'm listening to your podcast today about roster rankings, and you're talking about the record, and you said, you know, we had 10 wins last season, so our roster did seem to get better since last season. So why does PFF have us in the 2020 for the upcoming 2022 season in terms of roster rankings ranked relatively low? Well, I mean, I actually, when it comes to predicting the next season, or when it comes to predicting the strength of the team or the strength of the roster or predicting the record for the next season, I don't think the previous season's record is the right metric to use. The right metric is actually point differential. Point differential is a much better predictor mathematically of the team's next season performance in terms of record. And I would argue for roster as well. And a lot of people don't like to think about the point differential. We were, I just looked at the list. I believe we were the 10th worst team last year in point differential. We had a negative value for point differential. I'm looking at it. We were negative 65. We had 10 wins. We were the only double digit win team that had a negative point differential. Just better than us on point differential were the Steelers at negative 55 points overall. They had 9 wins. The next team just below us had a negative 96 point differential on the season, and they were 6-11. Okay, so you gotta, you know, pulling out 10 wins last year, that was great, but it is somewhat of an anomaly. It is also somewhat just pointing to the way the team performed in the clutch. But in terms of making predictions, the roster, you know, is in that range. You could argue it's about the 10th worst last season, or it was about the 10th worst last season. And that's just kind of the way it goes. That's what the numbers say in terms of making predictions. So I would argue, if you want to make predictions, let's talk more about point differential. We were not good. And then of course, the record is the most important thing overall, but the record is not the most important thing when it comes to making predictions, unfortunately. So anyway, Q, love the show. Please feel free to disagree, and I will talk to you again soon. Thank you. Bye.
There you go. That's the call from Raider Eddie in Denver. Thank you for the call, and I don't disagree with you. Point differential absolutely matters. You're right about that. Ben brought that up in our interview that we had on Thursday on Raider Nation Radio 920, and that's a major factor. I get it. That is absolutely, you're spot on. But again, my biggest thing is it's not about wins predicting. It's all about the roster as far as the players on paper, right? I mean, that's bottom line. That's what it is to me. It's a roster ranking. So the roster is the guys that are going to go out there and try to execute and have a better point differential and have a better PFF ranking and have this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all about the players. And I feel like the Raiders players are way better. They have way more talent than the 21st ranked team in the NFL. But I do get it, and you are spot on with that point differential. And again, that's something that Ben Lindsay talked about in our interview. So thank you so much for that. Appreciate all the feedback. Appreciate all the support this week. It has been a hell of a week, man. I'm so proud of the week that we've had, not only here on the podcast, but I've had on the radio stations. You know, Raider Nation Radio 920, also ESPN National. I mean, you want to talk about a dream come true. And one day, I mean, I'll sit down maybe before training camp gets started and I'll just tell a story and talk about my blessings and everywhere I started and where I'm at now. And it's an incredible story. And I, every day I really kind of pinch myself because I still can't believe that it's going on. But, you know, by the grace of God and the blessings that have been around me, I'm in this position. And I definitely appreciate you. Appreciate all the support of the show, because without this show, I'm probably not in the position I'm in right now. So thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for making the Locked On Raiders podcast your first listen each and every day. Remember, you can find the show free and available on all platform. Raider Nation, enjoy your weekend. It's a long weekend, 4th of July weekend. Remember what it's all about besides just fireworks and barbecue and hanging out with your friends and an extra day off of work. Remember what the meaning is behind the 4th of July. I believe I'll have a show on Monday. It'll be a throwback show. I do it every 4th of July. John Kingdon, I did an interview with him talking about Al Davis, and since Al Davis's birthday is on the 4th of July, which is on Monday, I always play that interview back, so most likely that's what you'll get on Monday's show. You never know, something could change in between now and then, but that's what I'm anticipating. So have a great weekend. Be safe out there. Take care of your family. Love on your family. And most importantly, as always, Raider Nation, just win, baby.